Its next stop, the governor's desk for the Foxconn deal. The assembly Thursday gave final approval to a $3 billion incentives package for the Taiwanese electronics giant to build a huge LCD screen manufacturing plant in southeastern Wisconsin. The assembly had to take up the bill a second time because the Senate made changes to it. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the vote fell mainly along party lines, but this time, at least one Democrat changed his vote from no to yes.
Unlike past debates, this one wasn't a marathon. It lasted only 3 hours, but it was lively, and there were some testy exchanges between Republicans and Democrats right out of the gate. The GOP has been eager to pass Governor Walker's Foxconn deal, while Democrats have pushed back, including Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie. He says, in particular, he finds a provision in the bill that would speed up the appeals process for lawsuits involving Foxconn offensive.
It's rigged. It's rigged. The validity of this appeal process is really constitutionally questionable. No other corporation, no small business, no other citizen has this privilege.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss fired back and says he's tired of opponents using the word rigged when describing the deal. He has a different interpretation of the word.
This deal is rigged. You know why? It's rigged in favor of the taxpayer. Because we have protections built into the system to guarantee that not a dollar is spent until people cash a paycheck or a shovel's in the ground.
Foxconn plans to invest $10 billion to build the plant, and it could create up to 13,000 jobs. It would likely locate the factory in Racine County, since the city of Kenosha took itself out of consideration. The city said it couldn't support the project, citing state laws that restrict tax incremental districts and levy limits. Republican Joe Sanfilippo of New Berlin says the plant would draw workers from across southeastern Wisconsin and pleaded with members to approve the deal.
The people who are going to benefit from this bill are the men and women who are going to work in that plant, the men and women who are going to build that plant, maintain that plant, all the other businesses that are going to pop up because of this.
But Democrats continued to attack the plan, including State Representative Lisa Subek of Madison. She pointed to estimates that show it would take Wisconsin until 2042 to recoup the money.
25 years. This is a bad investment, a bad deal, no matter how you slice it. This is a big gamble, Mr. Speaker, and it's a big gamble we can't afford.
Yet one Democrat willing to take a chance on Foxconn was Jason Fields of Milwaukee. He voted against the deal last month, but says he has since changed his mind. Fields says in the end, his constituents need the jobs.
But it's about leadership, legacy, and looking myself in the mirror. And if I get up here and don't take the opportunity to advocate and fight for African-American men, then what the hell am I doing?
The vote was 64 to 31. Fields and three other Democrats from Racine and Kenosha crossed party lines and supported the deal, while two Republicans broke with the majority in their party and voted against the plan. Foxconn issued a statement following yesterday's vote. The company thanked lawmakers for their support and said they're excited to see Governor Walker sign the bill. The governor says he'll sign it soon. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.